I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Peace is still on the political agenda in Syria following a ceasefire that entered the weekend surrounded by skepticism. It doesn't change much for the more than 13 million Syrians who need help today and aren't too concerned about the future. Nearly 5 million have stayed inside Syria, while the rest are scattered abroad.
Well, after 5 years of war, it just keeps getting worse and worse. And so a lot of great suffering inside Syria, and that's why people leave.
Christian Aid Mission Steve Van Valkenburg reminds us that the Syrian crisis is a two-sided coin.
Even though in our minds we say it's a great tragedy, still there's a silver lining in that there are many, many people within Syria who are now finding the love of Jesus Christ. In the midst of the great crisis within Syria, you see God is still gracious to people.
You can read some of their stories at missionnews.org. And 3 years ago, teens made up almost a fifth of Costa Rica's pregnancies. Beautiful Feet International's Melissa Hyland says it was time to be part of the solution. They opened three pregnancy centers to help girls and women with unplanned pregnancies.
We have a program that takes them throughout their pregnancy and baby's first year. So it's almost a two-year program where they come week by week.
Since many other clients are reluctant to go to a church, Beautiful Feet brings the church to them. Their program introduces God's word to their clients in weekly studies, and then eventually plugs them into a local church. As a result,
most of our clients do trust Christ as Savior. Then we do some discipleship with them there, but we always encourage them to get involved with the local church.
They're just looking to be part of the solution, one family at a time. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Set Free Ministries is offering the free booklet, Who I Am in Christ, as a resource to help you understand what it is to be a child of God. Go to missionnews.org to sign up for free. I'm Ruth Kramer.